want to do this.
Come on. Jazzy podcast. You excited?
You recorded it?
Yeah, we're on.
Oh, cool. Yeah, super excited.
When was the last time you were on one of these?
I don't know. George's podcast?
Oh, the train wreck one?
Yeah, or maybe the one.
Were you there? Yeah. I wouldn't know because I listened to about 5 minutes and then I had to turn it off.
I actually know the podcast you're talking about. That's the one with Tess and Georgia and Liv.
Liv was there as well, yeah.
I haven't watched that one.
Jazzy had nothing to do with it?
No, I think. I did the same and watched about 5 minutes, sorry. But it was just Georgia and Mitch and I was kind of sitting there for moral support and didn't ask any questions. Was meant to be a co-host, but Mitch just started talking and I just sat there.
Love it. Love it. Well, the people have been crying out for some more Jazzy. They want to know what Jazzy's been up to in the last sort of few months. And I want to know what Jazzy's been up to in the last few months because there's a bit going on.
Can we have a Jazzy count? I think you just said it 5 times.
We'll have a Jazzy count. I'll Georgia. It's a Georgia job. But what's been happening? Like I've been back for about 2 months now, but a lot's been happening in the life of Jazzy since I've been gone and back.
That's like 7.
Yeah.
Well, we were in footy in season, so I was previously with this season with Saints, with Mitch as well. So we just finished our season 2 weeks ago, 2-3 weeks ago maybe now. Just missed out on finals.
It was tense.
Percentage, yeah. So we were hoping, but we just missed out. What are you doing?
Nah, continue. Sorry, continue. I was fiddling with things. Yep.
So that's probably what's been taking up most of my time, as well as just my own training and running.
And you said you were with Saints, so what's the go there?
I love that you grabbed the chair.
Strap in.
So I just got a new position with a different club. So I'll be moving over to the VFLW program with Box Hill Hawks. Where I'll be the high performance manager, which is exciting.
Well, how does the high performance manager role look different to what you were doing? So what was the name of your former role?
So I was the rehab coordinator.
Yeah. And so then how does this role differ?
Yeah. So I guess they're like similar in the sense of you're coordinating a group of individuals, but previously in the rehab role, that's for anyone that has an injury or is modified in some capacity based on what the training demands are. So unfortunately, we had a few ACLs this season, as well as a few other injuries. So I was managing about a group of 5 to 6 individuals for a long-term perspective and then day by day modifying girls based on what current training needs are. So, yeah, I was more coordinating a small-based group, and now I've got we have a list of about 50, 60 girls plus potential train-ons, and I will not just be looking after the rehab. I'm actually taking a step away completely from rehab, which is scary, and managing a full list of, the whole team. So I'll be the manager.
The big dog.
Yeah, which if you know me, is not my character or personality, which is exactly why I applied and exactly why I am doing the job.
I love it. I reckon you've got to beat a dog in you.
Thanks, Tyler.
That's a compliment.
I don't know if that's a compliment.
No, it is a compliment. So at Saints, your job was to get the injured girls back playing again. Yep. And whereas here, your job is to keep the fit girls fit.
Yeah, pretty much. So it's, I guess, the opposite in a way, but I always just say good training is good training. So the principles that I have been applying from a rehabilitation perspective is now just in a different application. So
and you sort of touched on before, like you were sort of keen to step out of your comfort zone. Like what's something else you're looking forward to with this new role?
Oh, as in like, what do you mean?
Yeah, what are you most excited for?
I'm excited to just get to know everyone and ever since I started working in sport, you just meet some incredible people. And Saints was no different. I definitely met some awesome humans, which is why I was very sad to leave and still mixed emotions, but I'm excited to just work in a team and challenge myself as I will have to manage a large list of girls as well as helping oversee a program of staff members, which is a group and a team and a collaboration, which is great. Probably just to step outside completely of my comfort zone and just learn.
No, I'm so excited for you too. We all are. We're so keen to see you be the big dogs. As I said, I reckon you've got a bit of dog in you.
Thanks, Tyler.
Keen to see it come out. How'd you go with the tough conversation at Saints?
Well, everyone was really supportive, but I did, sorry, Mitch, spend 25 minutes on the phone call on how to actually best manage the conversation and what was how to do it because I was a bit nervous to say it, but everyone was really supportive. I just gave my manager a call and let her know that I was offered the position and they were really supportive, which is awesome. And then, yeah, went from there. I FaceTiming my rehabbers, which was not exactly the nicest thing to do because I will miss them and I just don't really want to leave them. I don't want to leave them at all. So, yeah, that was kind of how I just managed it. I just called up and told them the news.
Bit the bullet.
Yeah.
Give us an insight into Mitch's advice for you, this 25-minute FaceTime call.
Oh, no. He just, like, basically led me down a path with questions. So he didn't. Yeah. He was like, what do you need me for? Why am I here?
What do you want?
I just need help, and I need help on, like, actually understanding how I'm feeling and what I want to be able to, what I actually want to do. Do I want to, yeah. I just didn't know how to kind of go through the process of, do I just call them? There was things, because it's such a tight, close time between seasons as well, so there was difficulties there. But, yeah, like, just the best way to go about it and was, yeah, just giving me a little bit of advice on the phone.
Good, yeah. Good. You just sort of set the trail out for you.
Yeah.
Love
pretty
that.
Much.
What else has been happening in the life of Jazzy? You still with Bass?
Yeah, so good. Still with Bass. Maybe I mentioned this, maybe I didn't, but yeah, like graduated completely and have been part-time at Bass as well.
How's your role there changed since you've graduated? Which, by the way, have you been on the podcast since you graduated?
I have no idea. I can't remember.
Well,
maybe.
Update the audience, you graduated?
I don't know if you already know. Yeah, I graduated from my master's in EP, exercise physiology, which is not a physio. It's very similar in the sense, but we've more managed like long-term injuries as opposed to diagnosis and acute management. So from how that's differed prior to my role, how that's differed prior to graduation to now, is similar. I now have a provider number, which is exciting, so people can claim and all that fun stuff.
Oh, nice.
It hasn't changed a heap. I think it's just I'm no longer managing uni loads and don't have to change my schedule as often as well. Yeah. And now I'm very much just in a new grad position of managing.
It's got some nice stability.
Yeah, more stability. There's always a little bit of chaos because of we work in like community based, we work in schools, we work in like sport, like local sporting clubs as well. And we do their injury rehab and physio and trainers. And so, yeah, there's lots happening all the time, but yeah, a little bit more like stability and don't have to be rushing as much. Can actually do the quality, do less and have more quality for what I'm doing.
What do you enjoy about coaching and working in that environment that you perhaps don't get in the semi-private big bustling environment at Virtus?
I think I love problem solving, and I get, not that you don't do that here, but if you have a client, patient, what you want to call it, you have consults and it's just 30 minutes of problem solving and you get to actually just delve into one individual and go, okay, what's actually going to be the best plan or process? Because there's no set criteria. You can have a template of questions to ask and everything, but you end up adapting it for each individual. So yeah, the problem solving element and the one-on-one nature that you get, as well as then, yeah, we do still have a little bit of chaos, I guess, from all the other programs, but that would probably be the key thing that I like the most.
Just putting the detective hat on.
Yep.
What are the sort of demographic you get there?
So we're mainly, I say healthy population, but we're more a musculoskeletal, like, return to sport. I thought you were going to do the pinky up there. I wasn't sure. Yeah, so return to sport, healthy population, I guess you can argue, but that's a key demographic that we get all of our youth athletes from our school programs as well as our local athletes and their injuries. So essentially it's very similar to what the injury profiles that you're going to get in a sporting club, but it's obviously it's all our wider Bayside community as well. And then we also do see some NDIS. So that would be if you've got some form of, disability in some state, like, that is affecting their ability to live everyday life.
Yeah.
So, and then either they'll be help seeing physio or exercise physio. So to help them from a long-term perspective as well. There probably are two key areas that we see.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah.
Do you reckon you'll go back, do any more study, or are you done?
Oh,
done,
I don't
done.
Know, Tyler.
the last thing you want to think about.
Yeah,
a few
I don't
months
know.
After you graduated.
I'll always bit of a nerd, so I'll always be doing some form of course. Like, I just enjoy going to like short courses and
yeah.
conferences and like learning in that sense. But I don't know. I have no idea. I'm not a not in the next 3 years. Probably not.
Got a few trips coming up.
I have one trip coming up. I was going to go to Nepal, but I didn't end up doing that. But I will eventually do that. I was going to go hiking, but instead I'm going to Queenstown, NZ, just to do a bit of a road trip around by myself.
That's just as good. That's just as good. Why not do Nepal? New job things?
Yeah, I just didn't end up getting the time, and I know that I just wouldn't – it just didn't feel like the right time to do it. So
yeah.
I'll try and find a few people to come with me next time as well. I'm also – a bit nervous I'm going to get lost on the mountain somewhere on my own doing it.
Hit us up. I'm always down for a bit of travel.
Yeah, okay.
Is that been like a lifelong sort of dream destination, Nepal? Or?
Yeah, it's on my bucket list. I wanted to do base camp, but there's also another circuit, the Annapurna circuit. I've spoken a lot about it. It's beautiful. I just enjoy hiking and... Yeah.
Nature.
Yeah. yeah, I just enjoy the hiking side of things, and it'd be sick to do.
Like, how many Ks are we talking?
I don't know, Tyler. It's like 8 days of hiking.
Oh, right.
And like a lot of elevation. I reckon there's probably 4,000 meters of
so
elevation.
So you're talking, you're full like carrying camp gear and shit. And so that's proper hiking.
No, you stay in. So I've done my research. I just haven't booked the trip. I will. You stay in like tea houses, like, little mini accommodation.
TPs or?
No, Tyler.
Do they have like, tea in them or? Got her.
Jesus. They're accommodation up the mountain, essentially, but they're small, as there's not a heap of people at a time that would be hiking. It's just like a... They're like a mini hostel, I guess.
And they serve tea.
They do. They do, Tyler. But they also serve other things. They're just accommodation. Similar. It's like kind of like a glamping style up the mountain.
Right.
I don't think there's much. Like, obviously, not a lot of electricity. Not a lot of, and everything gets more progressively expensive as you go up, because it's harder to get food and essentials up
there.
That
makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, you just kind of stay as long as you want, and each day there's a certain length of trip that you'd need to do in kilometers wise. I don't specifically know each day, but I know that there's a lot of elevation and you're hiking for at least 8 to 12 days for the Annapurna circuit.
That's big.
Yeah.
Well, that shit's hard.
Yeah, I know.
I reckon that'd be the end of me.
Like, looks like you're not coming yet.
Are you training for it?
I don't have a date of when I'm doing it, but I will. I also think I just agreed to I was meant to do a half this year, but that didn't happen. But I'm just agreed to do a half next year, but I don't know if it's set in stone. So I'll just be doing my running training as well and see if I can get some hikes, but I'd be saying that's probably more the training I'd be doing, and then I'll just get there and deal with the consequences.
Just hope for the best.
Yeah.
Have you travelled solo before? You said you're doing New Zealand, Queenstown solo.
Like, yes and no.
Or is this a comfort zone thing?
I've done travel before on my own, just not for like a full trip.
Yeah.
But no, I just feel like going on my own.
Yeah, so good. Are you like hiring a van or?
I'm hiring a car.
Yeah.
A tiny car. That stuff's expensive.
It is. It
is. I saw it and surely not. I think it goes up because I'm not above the age of 25.
Yeah, that's outrageous.
So yeah, obviously there's a risk of crashing. I'm like, not that that's gonna happen. Touch wood. So there's a
Jesse.
I think that's why it's more expensive. I don't know, but
yeah. What do you plan to do over there?
No idea. I haven't planned anything.
Give me recommendations. I'm going to Queenstown next March.
What, you are?
Yeah, I got a wedding. Not in Queenstown, but in New Zealand. I'll be chasing out for recommendations. We'll have to do another potty when you get back.
Okay.
Which Jesse's excited about. She said before she doesn't really want to do that. She says I have to find a lot of guests so she doesn't have to come on as like a backup ever again because she hates doing it. So here's your chance. Give us some guests, like some Virtus members. Who do you want to see on the potty?
Who do I... I need to get our previous physio from Saints on the podcast. Amy Decker, you need to pee on the podcast. I know she doesn't train at Virtus, but I told her she was going to do a podcast. So
yeah,
I'll
good.
Just,
and I'll you'll interview her?
I led that one down, didn't I?
Got her. Who else?
Who else do I want? More Lucy and Billy content, please. You really put me on the spot. I didn't think about this.
Got her.
Who else? Who hasn't been on for a while? Who do you want to see on the podcast, Tyler, while I still think?
Everyone that
you can't just sit on the fence.
Space.
You just sit on the fence there.
Ollie Lapper, I don't think he's been on yet.
Has he not?
No, I don't think so.
Just did a video, I reckon.
Yeah, he's just done a testimonial and I'm moving in with him next weekend. So.
Oh, did you find a place?
Yeah, we found a place.
Oh, good.
So yeah, he's one I'd love to get on.
All right, well done, Ollie.
Any of the guys you coach, program for?
Oh, who do I want to get on here? You just pinkies up.
I did pinkies up. While you think about that, tell us about the little man on the floor here for those that are listening in the car. Little Harvey's just cuddled up next to Jazz's foot.
Yeah.
How's he been going? He's getting a bit of doggy training done?
Yeah. Yep. So he's done two like full 2-hour sessions. First one wasn't having a bar of it. The second one, I feel like he was being really strategic and did everything right because I don't think he liked the lady that came and did it, obviously, because he doesn't want to be disciplined and he wants to just keep being Harvey, which is undisciplined. So he did everything right, and then he's still the transfer of the training into everyday life still needs some work, but I think he's getting better.
So like during the session he's a good boy, and then when he goes back to Jazzy he knows how to, he's got you tied around his little paws.
No, because I still train him, but I mean, yeah, my brother's not very good at training him and doesn't want to be, so because he is our dog.
What's the best thing you've learnt from the doggy trainers that you've implemented with Harvey?
Different tones of voice.
Oh, do you want to give us a demo?
No, absolutely not.
For context, we were trying to get her to do this the other day. I think in the last Virtus team meeting, I think she actually said that when someone's like, what's the best thing you've learnt? And we're trying to get it out of her, like, get your angry Harvey voice out, your deep voice. And
no, I'm not doing
budge.
That. I'm not doing that. Not on a podcast.
Well, I'll have to rile up Harvey and then you'll have no choice to get it out.
Well, it's always a choice. I don't have to.
Is he, so is he responding to your voice? I'm not going to get you to do it, but does he respond when you get the different tones out and get a bit cross?
Yep.
Yeah, good. Mm-hmm. How's the barking and everything going? Because I know that was a challenge you were facing.
Oh, you weren't hearing him today.
Nah.
Better. Yeah, he just barks a lot. He gets very excited. I know he's still a puppy, but...
No, he just loves
it. If anyone has any tips and advice, please. He still barks all the time.
But how old is he?
He's 15 months.
That's wild.
Mm.
Is he meant to grow anymore, or is he just going to be a little boy?
He's going to be a little man.
For his whole life, yeah.
Pretty sure. I think they've stopped growing around. He hasn't grown in a while, so...
Because what is the exact... Like, I'm not good with dog breeds.
He's a Cavoodle.
Cavoodle, okay. Mm. So that's a Cavalier cross poodle.
Good job, Tyler.
Yeah, so that was a total guess as well. I just broke it down like Cav. Well, Cavalier is the only dog I know that starts with Cav.
How did you not know that? I feel like every second Oodle. Person has a Cavoodle.
Yeah, just not the people in my life, obviously, other than Jazzy. yeah, Harvey's the only Cavoodle I'm close with.
He just had a haircut yesterday.
Oh, he's looking super handsome, isn't he?
He is a handsome boy. Harvey, do you want to look at the camera? No.
What's 2024 looking like for Jazzy?
I don't know. No idea.
Stability?
Probably not. I choose to continue to work in sport, so it's very hard to have stability around that.
Yeah.
So I guess just the first season at Hawks will be the up until like August of next year. So it's a longer season and timeline in contrast to the AFLW season. I mean, I don't really think too much else will change. I think for me, I just want to get more I've been consistent with my running and training this year, but I would actually like to do my half next year, so properly train for it and not get in. I got injured through my foot during, I just, yeah.
Tell us about that.
Oh, It was just a tendinopathy through my lateral ankle, and stopped me running. It was really sore. Couldn't run through it. So
how'd you manage that? Just literally stop running and then ease your way back into it?
I had to stop running for about 2-3 weeks while it settled down. But I have just been playing around with some different shoe types and orthotics and all that fun stuff. And then, yeah, just literally doing as I tell all my rehabbers and all my athletes to do your exercises. So I've just been really consistent and trying to build up my calf and ankle strength.
Yeah, good. And speaking of shoes, and sorry, I hate talking about visual things when most people are likely listening in the car and can't see shit, but those shoes are mad.
Thanks.
Like mad, like Adidas, sort of like my dad's shoes, but like really cool.
Yeah, you're not the first person
really
that said
cool,
that.
Cool, like khaki colorway.
Thanks.
Creamy. Yeah, they're mad. So yeah, that's good incentive. Hop on YouTube if you're listening in the car later
Mitch
on and have a look at Jazzy's kicks.
Dad shoes.
Yeah, they're
not in a positive. I don't think in a positive.
Nah,
way.
They're hella mad. Nah, fuck Mitch. They're good. They're good.
Thanks.
So when's the half marathon?
I don't know.
You said it's not locked in, set in stone.
Literally think Mitch asked. I don't even know what day it was, Friday. He was like, do you want to do a half marrow with somebody? I don't know, we're somewhere in Gold Coast.
Oh, the Gold Coast, yeah.
Maybe, and I was like, yep.
Yeah.
So I have no idea. I just need to actually start training for it.
I think that's like mid-year, and it was going to be something that I was maybe going to think about as well. But
come on.
I don't know, I think I need a bit more conditioning in my legs. It's not necessarily...
You're a good runner.
Yeah, and it's not
necessarily... I am a slow runner.
...an aerobic or like fitness thing. It's my little legs are a bit beaten up.
From what?
Just all this running I'm doing. It's not even much.
It's
not even much. I just can't hack it. Yeah, shins, Achilles,
oh,
knees.
Really?
Knee. I've never been a joint pain person. I've never
You've
been
got joint pain.
I've never been one of those
Tyler.
People who's like, oh God, I'm so sore.
What surface are you running? Are you just concrete?
Yeah, just I sometimes go to the track as well.
Yeah, okay.
But yeah, like
getting
you know,
old.
Obviously, you know, being in this field, like you know, pretty much daily you listen to people say, oh God, I'm so sore, like my joints are sore. I've never had that other than like muscle soreness after a workout or something. Yeah. Holy shit, like my knees.
You're gonna build your load up.
And like, yeah, I'll go to like, you know, squat down to kneel down to get something off the floor and like my knees. So maybe I'm getting old, Jesse.
You're like a year older than me.
Yeah. How old are you?
23.
I'm turned 26 in a month.
Are you actually?
Yeah.
No, you're not.
I'm getting
your birthday's in January.
26 in January.
Are you actually? When's your birthday?
January 23.
Oh, so you are. I'm January 31st.
Getting on.
So you're 2 years and a bit older than me. I don't like that.
So you go?
I was going
to start rambling.
Yeah.
I was going to say, it does bring me to the fact that we are pretty much nearly in December at the end of the year. Looking back over 2023, like what's been sort of a highlight or a big sort of, again, getting you on the spot again. If you have to think about it and we have a bit of dead air, we'll get Georgia to cut it out so it's not 2 minutes of Jazzy going, good question. I don't know. But
thanks for the impersonation.
What's been a, you know, most exciting thing from 2023?
Well, I feel like I've said this on the podcast already. Graduating was huge. Not having uni anymore was massive to finish that. That was 2.5 years of...
hell.
No, I enjoyed it. It was just intense having like 3 jobs on top of uni as well, and then managing that around placement, which wasn't always fun. Sorry, I'm going to sneeze.
You're right. Get in it.
I couldn't hold it in.
Do you notice now like the less workload, or is it sort of thing like, you know, 2 weeks of having no uni, it's nice, but then it's just sort of straight back to real life and you sort of take it for granted?
No, I definitely notice a difference. I have more time. I have time that I didn't previously. I could always make time, but training was like at 4:30 in the morning if I wanted to run and I wanted to, which is not, I'm a morning person, but I don't like that early.
Well, I'm a morning person. Love being up early before everyone else, see the sunrise. But like 4 or 5 a.m., like even 5 a.m. to get up here for a coaching shift, like that's just dumb. I don't like getting up that early.
I'm like a 6:30.
Yeah, that's prime time.
Prime. But yeah, I actually can go and like today, for instance, I've got about a few hours of work to do, but I know I don't have to then go and study on top of that. I can actually just go move and train and know that I can prioritize that aspect and actually dedicate time to something that isn't just study and work, and it's something which I just haven't done. I've just been grinding. Like, honestly, feel like I've grinded for since I started uni. Just been managing jobs and work and trying to do the best I can.
Outside of the running and the training and stuff, what other things might you dedicate your free time to that'll fill Jazzy's cup up?
Literally just seeing my friends. Like, yesterday, two of my really good friends came over. My best friend's a really good cook, so she just cooked us all tacos, and that was wonderful. So, yeah, I can actually see my friends and dedicate time to it, which is another thing. But, yeah, going on hikes, day trips. I bought a bike, so I've been doing a little bit of bike riding.
Hell yeah. But road bike?
Yeah.
Nice. Lycra?
Hell no. Sorry if anyone that wears like.
Jazzy's just offended all the cyclists in our community.
Yeah, I just stirring your coffee.
Don't talk about visual things. Continue.
Sorry. For context, Tyler's just sitting here with his coffee
swirling
it around. Yeah, I enjoy my work and I love my work, but I'm pretty simple and I just like enjoy training, seeing my friends and gymming, that's pretty much. And then if I'm not doing that, I'm probably doing either being boring, reading or just chilling with Harvey, training him, taking him for walks, listening to music.
Movement, connection, all you need.
Yeah, pretty much.
Back on the year that's been, very quickly before we wrap up, any biggest challenge from the year, or not necessarily low point, but challenge or learning 2023? Outside of uni stuff.
I think overall just being okay with not always, I guess, pleasing everyone, but doing things for myself. Like, leaving Saints was a very tough thing, and I know that was pretty recent, but just having conversations with people, with conversations they're probably not, I don't know if it's not going to like. I know they're going to be proud of me, and they'll be, absolutely someone will come into that role and do it, but it wasn't, it's an answer, it could have gone both ways, we don't know. So that was probably pretty tough, just having lots of conversations that were tough to say, hey, I'm actually not going to do this anymore. I'm going to go and do something else, which is for myself, which I hate. I just hate that feeling. I'm very much I am a people pleaser. So I think having conversations in that sense and just having more transparent, robust conversations despite just being honest and just saying like, this is what I want, this is what I want to go do for X, Y, and Z, and being okay with some people might just take some time to digest it and be a little bit more selfish with my time.
Yeah, I reckon most of the time the best thing for you is usually not the best thing for someone else. Mm-hmm. But if you're not honest about that, then that's probably where harm can arise and conflict can arise. But if you're just straight up and honest and say, hey, I'm doing this for me, then people would be pretty understanding.
Yeah, which is obviously... which they weren't.
No, they're good.
But yeah, like, this is honestly probably what I had the 25-minute conversation with Mitch. I was like, what do I do? How do I manage this? Do I send emails? Do I do it? And I was like, at the end of the day, just call straight up and...
break up over text.
Yeah, exactly. You just don't do that.
Sorry, I interrupted. Sound like you're on a gem there. Cool.
No, I can't even remember what I was going to say. But I genuinely feel like I broke up with my, like, the previous club and broke up with all my rehabbers. Yeah, I literally cried on my last day at work in front of my boss. I told you, we had our embarrassing moments. That was so embarrassing. I couldn't control it. I just started crying, and I've never done that before at work. So, yeah, that was fun. But that shows that it's the people there and the girls and everything was a tough thing to give up. But I'm excited for these new challenges. And, I've got lots to continue to build and develop. But I know it would be just adjusting. From what I already have been exposed to.
Good from you. Yeah, I think a lot of people would either A, just get stagnant and complacent and just stay, or B, to be too afraid of the tough conversation or of hurting other people and saying thing, just stay.
Which is so, where I was.
Good by you for pursuing growth and doing the hard thing. And
I was close to being the emotional side of it, but I knew at the end, like, this was the right decision. It was just a very tough decision.
Yeah, got to be done. Mm. We had two people reply to my story. I whack up with questions.
Nice.
And I think I can remember them. The first one was, actually, we'll go with, I think Georgia asked this, favourite staff member.
You can't ask that.
Yeah, I know, especially if you're a staff member.
Exactly. I can't say that. That's a silly question.
Silly
Georgia,
question, Georgia.
You asked that thinking that I obviously,
you were going to say her.
Yeah, like, Georgia, you know, you're the best, but I'm going to sit on the fence here. I don't have favourites.
I've got one before we get to the final
question.
I was like,
I've got a favourite staff member. It's me.
It is Annette. My question, it's a sensible one. Favourite gym dog other than Harvey?
Oh, is it? It's Theo, isn't it? I met Theo the other day.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, little bulldog.
I don't know what kind of dog.
I was going to say bulldog. I think that's
it's
wrong.
Not a bulldog.
It's a pug?
No, it's not a pug. Oh, yeah, it might be a pug.
Could be a pug.
Yeah. Oh, it was really sweet. I just met him the other day.
Sinead's dog, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was really sweet. He was so funny.
Yeah, no, he's beautiful.
He sat next to me when I was eating my muesli bar, and he was like, I want that. Like, the whole time that it was gone, and then he was like, all right, see you later.
No, he's just sweet. He's very good-natured.
Yeah.
Final questions from M. Webster. Why are you so perfect?
Oh, what a stupid question. Emily! I am. I'm not going to answer that question.
And on that, Jazzy Podcast is over.
I'm surprised you haven't used any other nicknames.
Jazzington, Man of Jazz.
Oh, yeah, my new one.
Jazzalicious. That's all I've got.
All right.
Any final words?
See ya.